Judges chapter 1, verse 1. Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, Who shall be first to go up for us against the Canaanites to fight against them? Verse 2. And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Indeed, I have delivered the land into his hand. Verse 3. So Judah said to Simeon, his brother, Come up with me to my allotted territory that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I will likewise go with you to your allotted territory. And Simeon went with him. Verse 4. Then Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand, and they killed 10,000 men at Bezek. Verse 5. And they found Adonai Bezek in Bezek and fought against him, and they defeated the Canaanites and the Perizzites. Verse 6. Then Adonai Bezek fled, and they pursued him and cut off his thumbs and big toes. Verse 7. And Adonai Bezek said, 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off used together scraps under my table as I have done. So God has repaid me. Then they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. Verse 8. Now the children of Judah fought against Jerusalem and took it. They struck it with the edge of the sword and set the city on fire. Verse 9. And after the children of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites who dwelt in the mountains in the south and in the lowland. Verse 10. Then Judah went against the Canaanites who dwelt in Hebron. Now the name of Hebron was formerly Kirjath Arba, and they killed Jeshiah, Ahiman, and Talmiah. Verse 11. From there they went against the inhabitants of Debir. The name of Debir was formerly Kirjath Sefer. Verse 12. Then Caleb said, Whoever attacks Kirjath Sefer and takes it, to him I will give my daughter Achsah as wife. Verse 13. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, took it. So he gave him his daughter Achsah as wife. Verse 14. Now it happened when she came to him that she urged him to seek her father for a field, and she dismounted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, What do you wish? Verse 15. So she said to him, Give me a blessing, since you have given me the land in the south. Give me also springs of water. And Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. Verse 16. Now the children of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up from the city of Palms with the children of Judah into the wilderness of Judah, which lies in the south near Arad, and they went and dwelt among the people. Verse 17. And Judah went with his brother Simeon, and they attacked the Canaanites who inhabited Zephath, and utterly destroyed it. So the name of the city was called Hormah. Verse 18. Also Judah took Gaza with its territory, Ashkelon with its territory, and Ekron with its territory. Verse 19. So the Lord was with Judah, and they drove out the mountaineers, but they could not drive out the inhabitants of the lowland because they had chariots of iron. Verse 20. And they gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses had said. Then he expelled from there the three sons of Anak. Verse 21. But the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who inhabited Jerusalem. So the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day. Verse 22. And the house of Joseph also went up against Bethel, and the Lord was with them. Verse 23. So the house of Joseph sent men to spy out Bethel. The name of the city was formerly Luz. Verse 24. And when the spies saw a man coming out of the city, they said to him, Please show us the entrance to the city, and we will show you mercy. Verse 25. So he showed them the entrance to the city, and they struck the city with the edge of the sword, but they let the man and his family go. Verse 26. And the man went to the land of the Hittites, built a city, and called its name Luz, which is its name to this day. Verse 27. However, Manasseh did not drive out the inhabitants of Bethshean and its villages, or Taanach and its villages, or the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, or the inhabitants of Iblaim and its villages, or the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages, for the Canaanites were determined to dwell in that land. Verse 28. And it came to pass, when Israel was strong, that they put the Canaanites under tribute, but did not completely drive them out. Verse 29, nor did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer, so the Canaanites dwelt in Gezer among them. Verse 30, nor did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kitron or the inhabitants of Nahalal, so the Canaanites dwelt among them and were put under tribute. Verse 31, nor did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Achor, or the inhabitants of Sidon, or Alab, Ashim, Heba, Abhik, or Rehob. Verse 32. So the Asherites dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out. Verse 33. Nor did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh, or the inhabitants of Beth-Anath. But they dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and Beth Anath were put under tribute to them. Verse 34. And the Amorites forced the children of Dan into the mountains, for they would not allow them to come down to the valley. Verse 35. And the Amorites were determined to dwell in Mount Heres, in Ajalon, and in Shalabim. Yet when the strength of the house of Joseph became greater, they were put under tribute. Verse 36. Now the boundary of the Amorites was from the ascent from Akbim, from Selah, and upward.